Now, what is the nature of this self-realization, which is the entire goal of our life, you might say? Our goal is to realize ourselves and to manifest that realization in every activity. This is all the goal of life. To realize what we are truly, and in every activity to manifest that realization, right up to the physical. So I'll first repeat this in Sanskrit, because the Sanskrit words have a tremendous power of effectivity. Even if you don't understand, you should try to listen. Yastu sarvani bhutani atmani eva anupashyati sarabhuteshu cha atmanam tatona vijugupsati. Yasmin sarvani bhutani atma eva abhut vijanataha tatra ko mohaha kaha shokaha ekatvam anupashyataha. This is the description of self-realization. But he who sees everywhere the self in all existences, and all existences in the self, shrinks not thereafter from aught. He in whom it is a self-being that has become all existences, that are becomings. For he has the perfect knowledge. How shall he be deluded? Whence shall he have grief who sees everywhere oneness? I read again. Sri Aurobindo has given English translation so good, it is actually like Sanskrit. Its power is a Sanskritic power. So, if you do not know Sanskrit, you read at least in English translation given by Sri Aurobindo. But he who sees everywhere the self in all existences, and all existences in the self, shrinks not thereafter from aught. He in whom it is the self-being that has become all existences, that are becomings, for he has a perfect knowledge. How shall he be deluded? Whence shall he have grief who sees everywhere oneness? If anybody claims that he has got self-realization, this is the test. Because many people have the delusion that they have got, they are already self-realized. Therefore, this test should be applied. Do you see the self in all existences? Do you see one self in all existences? And do you see all existences in one self? That's the first mark, first question. Do you see everywhere the self in all existences? And all existences in the self. In our present life, the mark of your ignorance is the fact that we shrink from everything. Pardon? Pardon?
I don't understand.
Shrink. What is shrinking? Yes, you shrink. It is, the word that is given here is jugupsa. Vijugupsate, that is Sanskrit word. What is vijugupsa? It is to hide yourself. the whole world is around us. Instead of knowing that you are all this world, I have fear, I have strangeness. Like a small child, you know, the moment you touch the child shrinks back. We are all children in this world. So we are constantly shrinking. Shrinking everywhere. Why? Because we do not know that all this is myself. I am limited only to this small little thing, which is not true. I am not this. All this vast, hugeness, universality is yourself. If you know that he who sees everywhere the self in all existences and all existence the self shrinks not thereafter from nothing. You know, in our educational institutions, we are all the time told, be confident. Have self-confidence. But we do not teach them the real art of becoming self-confident. That is the falsity of our education system. In order that you are self-confident, in order that you can face the world, you realize that the whole world is yourself. Instead, we are told, pump something into yourself. Artificially, be courageous, be heroic, rush. That is not the right way of self-confidence. It's only a kind of pumping into ourselves. Real self-confidence comes when you realize very quietly there is nothing which is strange to you. There is nothing which is alien to you, foreign to you. All that is here is your own substance. All the divisions that you, me, all that is there is a process of shrinkage. You have shrunk into this. But once you know, you realize all is one. There is none in this world who is stranger. Everyone is actually the same. Everyone is Satchidananda. Everyone is Sat Chit Ananda. Everyone is a self. Everyone is sevenfold. All the currents of life are currents of life known to you because you yourself have those same currents of life. So when you know that you are all, then there is no shrinking. Whenever therefore there is a shrinking in this life, and all of us experience shrinking, it means that we have to realize that we are all one. It is the same existence, same self, which is in all existences. And all existences are in the same self. You go from one to all and all to one. That is the first experience you have. First stage of realization. When you realize that all matter is one, all life is one, all mind is one, all supermind is one, all ananda is one, all chit is one, all sat is one. And that there is nothing else. You are in all. Now, when you say you, it is not this little small thing that we call you. You as a vast. That vast is in all. Is the all. It is said all. Then comes the second one. Yasmin sarvani bhutani atma eva abhut vijanapaha.